Welcome to the Commercial Property Investor Show. If you ever wanted to get into commercial property but don't know how to, this is the show for you. We're going to take you through live market updates, how to put a deal together, what the experts say about commercial property, and real life investor journeys and how they became financially free through commercial property. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Everyone wants to double their money in a short space of time. How do you double your money within 2 years is really magic. How do you take a deposit and bulk it up so that you can go again? And most importantly, how you can do it with confidence without a huge amount of risk. Now, join me for this podcast as I take you through how I do it and what I recommend if it's your first time creating an uplift and looking to double your money.
The only way you can double your money in property in the next 2 years. Why do I say this? It's because I've done it, my clients have done it, my students have done it, and it's been rinse and repeat all around Australia. So I know this formula works. Now, if you want to find out about this formula, I'm going to give you a little tip right at the end on how you can get started straight away. So do tune in. Now, my name is Helen Tarrant. I help everyday Australians become wealthy, financially free, with confidence and security through commercial property. So how do you double your money in 2 years through real estate? Now, there's two options. One option is you buy really, really well before a boom and you wait for the boom to happen and voila, you sit back and you double your money, right? That is a simple option, right? And of course, it seems like everyone is chasing that. They're looking at that, they're looking at data, they're going to RP data, they're looking online in real estate, they're going and visiting their local agents, they're going to auctions, they're trying to find that one property, one area where they can in 2 years, boom, double their money. And has it happened? Often it has, but most of the time it's gone up by 30 to 40% at most over a 2 year period. But what I'm about to share with you really guarantees the fact that you can double your money within a 2 year period. And in fact, we have a particular program called our Platinum Program that we take our clients who knows nothing about investing in commercial real estate from beginning all the way to the end until they come out the other end, spits out, gets their doubling money and go again, right? How does that happen? So the number one thing is the way to do that is to actually find a property. Because people think it's undervalued property. No. It is still a property that's in demand, but maybe vacant, maybe it has very low rent that you need to kick out the tenant, or maybe the tenant is going bust and you know that the tenant's leaving the next 3 months, right? So those are the criteria you're looking for. So those three different things: vacant property, property that the tenant's on month to month rent, so they're on low rent, so they're paying next to nothing, but on month to month, and maybe the vendor is old, the property's old, and it's just not enough love in there, and they need, and you really, the tenant loves it being there because they pay cheap rent, but when you come in, you're gonna kick them out, right? So that's number two. Number three is that you have a property that you know the tenant's going bust in the next 2 to 3 months and not really surviving. They're gonna leave, and that might be not more than 6 months, preferably less than 6 months to come, right? Those are the properties you are looking for. Now, what do you do when you get those properties? You buy those properties, but you gotta negotiate well. So you gotta buy well. And that's a real key on how to negotiate well. Now, I'm going to give you that tip right at the end, how you can negotiate really well. This is the key of what I do here at Unicorn. Again, my name is Helen Tarrant. I help everyday Australians. And if you want to really double your money in the next 2 years, do click below, book in for a strategy session. Let's see if the strategy works for you. Now, when you are negotiating and looking for these properties, you're looking for areas of demand. There's heaps of vacant properties on the market where it's just simply no demand. So people don't actually want to rent it. And it may be far away from the town center. It may be that it doesn't have enough parking. Maybe you can't build a mezzanine. Maybe you can't do extensions. Maybe it's too narrow. Maybe it's not high enough. There's lots and lots of nuances of why that property is vacant. So for example, we looked at a property in Bundaberg for one of our clients. And this property was really great. It was $350,000. $1,000 and probably can get it for a lot less, and it looked really, really great, and she thought it would be a great uplift. But what we discovered was that there is no parking. The parking's internal to the property, so you have to drive into the property. It suits the use, and the tenant's been there for like 25 years and they're really retiring. They want to sell the property. Now, you have to build basically a second level on that property to be allowed parking spaces, right? If you wanted to turn that into a showroom with parking, you would have to create an area at the back, potential a mezzanine on top, and then they can have showroom at the front, office on top, and parking below, right? So you really have to put quite a bit of capital works in there to make it worthwhile. But the capital works doesn't translate into more income, more rent, right? Because because we're in a regional area. And this is where most people stuff up when they're looking at this uplift kind of properties, when they're looking to double their money. You have to, the money you put into it, you have to be able to get that type of return, right? So this is where I'm showing you that those type of properties didn't work. So the ones that we actually find for our clients, like for example, the one I just did in ACT, which is it's vacant. I bought it. I negotiated it really well. The developer wanted $550. I got it down to $465 through my process and my formulas. And I put a tenant in there before we settled. Yes, I had to pay, incentivize the agent to be able to get the tenant in. Now that's another whole process as well, but that's all part of the training and what we do. But also I incentivized the agent to get the tenant in. Once I got the tenant in, I got a revaluation just as soon as we got the tenant in, and it went to $640. And now with the tenant about to finish off their 6 month rent free period, it'll go up to about $700K. Now that's a $465,000 buy-in, $700K ultimate value at the end, less than 12 months. So it's a 12 months process from end to end, and over two valuations. Obviously you have to afford the cost of valuations, but the most important thing is I would have only put in $180,000 plus maybe some cost to tenant incentives, leasing, everything, maybe $250 in. I would definitely have made that money back by the time if I want to sell it at $700K. So that's doubling your money in less than 2 years. And this is what we do for our clients through one of our programs. Now, we particularly picked this property. It doesn't have to be in the ACT. We've done this in Melbourne. We have done this in Sydney, and we have done this in all around Queensland, right? Right now, one of our clients is doing exactly like this, but it's a property that it has one tenant in there and has basically four other vacancies he's going to tenant and refurbish. It's already been left in a state where you can get a tenant straight away, but we are going to refurbish, tidy up, remarket the property. And he's actually bought it less than what the vendor paid for it 2 years ago. And this is the type of thing, because we already did a feasibility study of the demand in the leasing that's in the area. We looked at what kind of tenants go into that area, that where the rents could be, right? And we've realized that this is a good buy, that by the time you finish, like it would be in about, it's less than a $1.4 million purchase. By the time it's finished, it's probably somewhere between $1.8 to $2 million in value. Now we're doing exactly the same formula in Bundaberg for one of our other clients, again, to look at doubling his money in 2 years, right? And this is the strategy, right? The strategy is to find those properties with those three key areas, but don't make the mistake of going through and putting in a lot of capital works and realize your rent only goes from here to here. If you're putting in a lot of capital works and go from here to here, right? Sometimes a little bit of capital works and go a long way. Sometimes a lot of capital work doesn't go a long way, right? So you might be putting in $20, $50, $100,000 and get nothing, right? Recently, we've been able to set up one of the properties for one of our clients, which a tenant we'd already sourced or helped them find already was in waiting, ready to sign a lease for them. So they're buying a vacant property with a tenant going in there, and they're getting 2% above market in cash flow returns. So how do you double your money in 2 years in property? Look, firstly, commercial real estate, right? That's the number one key, because you cannot do this in residential right now. I can tell you that for certain, because even if you renovate, even if you knock down and rebuild, you are still going to have holding costs. You are still going to be susceptible to market changes. But in commercial, you can engineer that. And how do you engineer that? You buy those properties that are vacant, are run down, with tenants about to go bust. That's the opportunity, right? You buy those properties when the vendors are stressed, you buy them, or you buy them in bulk, because we can be a buying group with multiple of our clients. You buy them in bulk. And then on top of that, you need to put a leasing strategy in place. You put a leasing strategy in place, you get the agents, you do the assessment in the market, you make sure it's tenanted, refurbished, and the market pays for perfection. The one big thing is the market pays for perfection. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you get a property that you put a new tenant in on a new 5-year lease with a brand new tenant, brand new fitted out, beautiful, shiny, sparkly, and the tenant is a really solid tenant with good background, as in they have really good history of performance, like they might have multiple shops, multiple stores around different parts of Australia. You take that property to sale, either in auction or EOI, you will get the highest dollar, right? How do we know this? We've rinsed and repeated this all the time. And this is in fact what I do personally. And when you do this, you double your money within 2 years. Now, final tip. The tip is you must know how much it costs to get your first dollar of rent in the door. Now, that takes a very complicated formula depending on where you buy. The stamp duties, the incentives, the leasing costs, all of that changes from state to state. Now, say Victoria, it's going to be different because agents' leasing fees are a little bit different from ACT. The marketing costs and how much is the rent, all of that is a bit of a formula, and it's different in Sydney, different in Queensland, different in all states of Australia. So you need to know that formula first. Once you know that, you work out how much it costs to get your first dollar rent, then you negotiate, right? Say the first dollar rent for you might be $20,000 because you get your first dollar of rent, and that is what you use to try to negotiate the price down. So let's say they want something at 800K and you will try to get it down to 700. You need to see how much you're going to get in rent. What's the ultimate value? How much is going to cost you to get your first dollar rent? Then you negotiate and says, for me to get my first dollar rent, this is how much. This is how much I need the property to be selling at or buying in at to be able to get my ultimate value, right? And you work through that, and that's leasing costs, incentives, your mortgage, your holding costs. You need to work through a process that that's spreadsheeted. Then you negotiate, and that's when you try to get the price down. And every time you have that negotiation, you go back and figure out how much you're gonna end up selling it for, because it's your focus not on the buy price, but the ultimate sale price.
Hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast on the strategies to double your money in the next 24 months. Now, could you do it faster in 12 months? Absolutely. But you've got to have a professional team behind you. There's lots of ins and outs. But the most important thing to remember is that commercial uplifts is fundamentally different from residential. You don't go and knock down walls, put in new kitchens, all of those things without having a tenant there, without actually doing your background research and without working out whether you keep the current tenant, throw out the current tenant, renegotiate, divide a large place into two. There's so many variables that you do really need professional education, professional handholding to get you through. But the most important thing is to have that strategy in place. So if you're really looking forward to and really want to, because you don't have enough deposit to double your money in the next 2 years, check us out, hellotarrant.com, unicorn.com.au. Reach out to us, join one of our events, and let us help you formalize a plan and a strategy and a blueprint that you can implement to really double your money in the next 2 years.
You've been listening to Commercial Property Investor Show. Tune in to the next episode to find out how you too can replace your work income with passive income through commercial property.